All right, so talk about this album. How did it all come about? What made you just decide to jump right in? Your album before that, you know, wasn't out that long before, you know, you started working on this.
Usually what happens when you write an album is, you know, there's a big period of, you know, creativity that prefaces, you know, the album's release. So, you know, for The Love Thief, it was like 9 months. And then we released it, and we did a bunch of tours, and we played in San Diego and San Jose. We did a lot of placements for television. And so, you know, when these experiences start to occur, well, you start stretching and you start growing. Our attendance in our shows started to grow. You know, we had a Hotel Cafe show that was like, I think 500 people deep. I think it was sold out. But, you know, you start to kind of see, like, the possibilities, and you start to enjoy the fruits of the game. So, you know, I thought I was out of juice after the 9 months of, you know, no sleep and, you know, partying around and you know, going to a gig and then waking up early and then going to work, you know, the perils of, you know, being a local musician. Then I just started playing a lot. You know, I started going to the studio. I have a studio in Culver City. And I'd wake up really early, you know, 5, 6, and I'd get to the studio. And these songs started to just come out. You know, they just started to come out. And, I, you know, in a real way, any real musician who's really committed to the art knows that the music happens. You know, it's not like you have very much, you know, say over the matter. I mean, you're there. You're facilitating the music, but in a very real way, it's happening to you. You know, I have a lot of ideas. I mean, I probably had 100 ideas, but out of those 100 ideas, you know, maybe about 15 songs made the cut, and then I only recorded, 10. So that's how it all happened. I mean, you know, it just happened. I didn't really have a lot of control over it. There was a lot of changes, hence the name Metamorphosis. You know, I lost my drummer at the time, and, you know, there were a lot of deaths in the family, not my family, but extended family,
mm-hmm.
A lot of transition with family, and, you know, it was just a, you know, with change, you know, the Hindus say, you know, change often feels like dying, and this is what life is like, you know. You know, we just kind of like die in a sense, and then we're reborn in another sense. So this is the second phase of my music here, and we'll see how far I can take it.